Matt Waldron going for you today. Mike, what have you heard about how he's been throwing the ball, and any changes in use of the repertoire use or anything else for Matt?
Good to have Matt back. Part of the club last year, carried us actually about this part of the season last year, picked up a lot of big innings for the All-Star break, right after the All-Star break, was a big part of the reason we were able to get where we got to last year. Unfortunately, the oblique, you know, got him in spring training, back and ready to go. And as far as usage goes, you know, clearly he's a knuckleball pitch, he's going to throw it. But he's also has other pitches, so him and Maldy will tag team and see what's working and go get him.
Any, I don't want to say concerns, but any difference on his part in terms of pitching in those thin air conditions over in that league versus coming back down here? I mean, is it sometimes difficult to evaluate what that knuckleball is actually doing in those thinner air conditions or not?
I think it's probably hard to evaluate that league in general to some level. I mean, you know. But I think we know what we have in Matt over the last several years, and we'll evaluate it tonight.
Yeah. When you're going up against a guy like Wheeler, he's been especially tough this year, really living on the edges even more than he normally does. From a hitting standpoint, does that mean you have to be even more patient to make sure you don't go after something that might be a pitcher's pitch, or do you maybe get a little less finicky knowing that it's less like you're going to get a cookie at some point?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're excited about the competition today. You know, we're excited about facing a, you know, really good pitcher that, you know, is playoff tested. So relative to, you know, reproach, you know, listen, we're going to be just as stingy as he is. It really comes down to that. You know, really good pitchers, especially playoff pitchers, are going to be, they don't give you much. That's why those scores are low. And so, you know, ability to make sure we're taking advantage of the few mistakes that he may or may not make, and take good at bats. And then the other thing is when we get opportunity to make, you know, we make productive outs too. We were able to move runners appropriately, but you know, the stinginess goes both ways.
Any update on you when he might be thrown again? You, Darvish?
Darvish throwing tomorrow in a simulated game in Lake Eau.
Has the expectation to increase the workload a little bit, duplicate what he did last time? Any expectation on that?
I think we'd like to take the next step. I mean, through 51 pitches, three inning 51 pitches, if he's progressing like, you know, we'd expect him to get back to us, we're looking at, you know, 460-ish type area, but that's one of the reasons he's getting a controlled environment to be able to do that as opposed to an actual game, which, you know, you never know what's going to happen to some of those issues, those games.
What's Ryan Berger looking like?
Berger's doing well. I mean, the good news is after the fact he took the comebacker, he's healed. He's been able to play catch again, throwing sides again, and it looks like, you know, he'll go and get a game at some point here fairly soon, you know, and then get built back up. Also, the good news, he hadn't been down for a while, so the build-up won't take as long, and he should be available to come back without anything outside of the ordinary when he's eligible to after the 15 days.
Mike, would that be kind of contingent just on how other people are pitching, like Matt?
Yeah, I think it's always contingent upon that, but, I mean, Matt threw the ball extremely well. Matt's getting an opportunity tonight. You know, we're in the time – it's a big league, as Scan mentioned, you know, big series are all big. Every game's big. So it's, you know, what happens in the big leagues with guys that are continuing to establish themselves is just that. They got to continue to establish themselves. And, you know, it's always, it can be somewhat fluid. But we've had Kolick, who's taken the ball and literally, you know, not giving it back to anybody else and pitched really well. And, you know, Berger was in that spot before he got, getting in that spot where he got hurt. But we do have Darvish that is knocking back on the door.
I do.
I really believe that. We felt like this, and, you know, rightfully you get asked the questions because it's a performance-based game, and some of the performance hadn't been up to his, you know, the standards. And I could comfortably and confidently answer, you know, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so, that we were seeing more consistency in Xander's bat speed, play zone discipline, exit velocity. We just weren't seeing the results. And so I'm glad he didn't get discouraged, start showing up and continue to take good at-bats and doing the things and driving the ball in the middle part of the field. Now we're seeing the results, and he's feeling like he's in a good spot.
What does it say about him that he's, you know, through his struggles, a guy that, you know, enjoys posting every day and showing up and just, you know, facing a challenge?
You know, it's a wonderful trait. It's a hard trait. You know, back to Ace's question about, you know, starters getting to establish themselves. It's one of the things that does allow you to establish yourself in this league. And then you know you can play, you know, and you know you can do other things. And it's also the part of being like a real professional. And that's why this guy's been a winning player and been on two World Series winning clubs. That, You know, he knows the game's hard. He knows the offense isn't going to go his way. But he also knows he's got a responsibility as a professional to show up and go play other aspects of the game. He's been one of he's got 13 to 14 bags. He's been an excellent base runner. He's played really good defense. And so he's done other things to help us contribute to win and doesn't allow the other things to affect that and still show up with a good attitude is what a real winning pro does.
Mike, what do you think is the future of knuckleballing?
The future of knuckleballing? That's a great question. Because, you know, I'm a big, you know, this, Jason, we talk about player development when we do talk is, you know, I believe a lot of things trickle up, you know, and how players are trained now with max effort, swinging and throwing, especially throwing, is where it's being monetized. So now if everybody's training and successfully throwing harder and spinning with more spin, there's less art to the pitching side of it. And I think pitching is part of the artistic, you know, the knuckleball is part of the artistic aspect of it. So somewhat long answer to your question, I don't see a lot, there's not as much tinkering going on. You know, it's grip it, rip it, it's spin it hard. It's not as much feel or nuance to create. You know, the curveball has kind of gone away a little bit more relative to the slider or sweeper or cutter. You don't see as many of those. So I don't know if the knuckleball's got a ton of life, you know, relative to 20 years ago when there was, you know, a handful of guys in the league because I don't think it's going to be something that people in labs are trying to whip out, you know, the knuckleball and see the efficiency of it. But I do think there's always a place for it.
I mean, we do live in a world where teams are looking to zig when everyone else is zagging. That would definitely be a zig.
That's definitely a zig. And you know, one of the things that, you know, 100 years ago in player development is you would, before this guy got released, something changed from a pitching standpoint. Whether it's an arsenal, whether it's an arm action, you got dropped down. Something got somewhat dramatically changed to exhaust every possibility. And one of those exhaustions are, can this guy throw a knuckleball? But most of the times, the guys play catch with it and mess around with it and then raise their hand and say, I can throw this. So I haven't heard many people say, let's try to see if he can throw a knuckleball. But to that point, I don't know how teachable it is either. That's out of my depth. So it's a good question. Good baseball question.